Hi, welcome to today's podcast here live from the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm here in the Sea Aquila venue in the Old Town, which is part of the Sea Venues family of great spaces to see fabulous shows. Lots of new writing this year and some amazing comedy, and I saw the most amazing show, Dickens for Dinner, and I had to just track down the producer, who I'm sat with now. Isabel Camp is here with me, an artist in her own right, but at the moment she's taking the time to produce Dickens for Dinner. I saw the Christmas Carol last year, and I loved it so much, but I wasn't quite sure how you're going to replicate the success. So I'm just wondering, when does the process start for you to put on this 1 hour of fun and great script writing and brilliant improv skills that are coming onto stage to entertain us all?
I mean, in a way, the process starts now. So our actors, who are all friends and all see each other throughout the year, already only 5 days into the Fringe, have started talking about their plans for next year. So the discussions will start now. They'll talk and play around with ideas for a while. But in terms of writing the pieces, they won't begin that until about a month before. And then they spend a month and they smash out Shakespeare for Breakfast and Dickens for Dinner on quite loose scripts. There's a lot of ad lib and improvisation and things like that. But no, we're already in discussions about what we can come up with for next year.
That's amazing and really inspiring, and just makes us realise, you know, get going if you've got a creative project in mind. You know, it's never too early to start if you're thinking of coming up here for next year. One of the things that I loved watching it was how close I felt to the action. And that's interesting you say that the script is sort of is 1 month before performance. It's very fresh, very topical. But how important do you think the space that you're sat in contributes to the success of a show?
I think the space is really important. And it's important to know what kind of atmosphere you want to produce and with your audience. So the space that we have, although it has quite a high capacity, which is good for us, is very intimate, and it kind of feels like you're in a studio. In our shows, we have a lot of audience participation and actors coming, kind of running around the space, breaking the fourth wall continuously. So to have that kind of intimacy with it, so you feel very close to the action, I think is really important. Really important for the show.
And to be fair, you've had great reviews last year, and you're already getting a slew of great reviews this year, so you've obviously up to the right solution here, the right ideas. One of the things that I found really amazing was the skills the actors had in becoming different characters just by using one prop. It was so fast moving. They tell the story of Great Expectations in just 1 hour, and you're laughing all the way through. Sometimes it feels wrong because it's a classic and you're just laughing so much, but at the end you've just had so much fun. I just wonder, any tips in how the actors develop their own sort of vocabulary and language, or how they work together well to produce such a slick but hilarious, fast-moving show?
Well, I think this year particularly, we have the same actors coming back from last year. One girl couldn't do it, but the other four know each other really well, and they get on really well. And is one of my favourite things to sit in rehearsals, because everyone is just having such a laugh. I have to give it to them. They're really talented, but they're also, they get on and they work fantastically together. So having a team of actors, and then of course our director, Damo, and our associate director, Kevin, to have them all work so well together, that's what creates such a wonderful show, I think.
That's a great idea of just finding people who absolutely have a harmony and really get on with each other, to getting that over towards the audience, because you certainly do feel that warmth when you're in there. I just wondered if you've got any tips for people out there who haven't produced any work before or have an idea, perhaps they're starting in a small way. Any sort of motivation tips or sort of ways they should get started themselves?
I would say, particularly if you're up at the Fringe this year, go and see everything. See what works, see what doesn't, what you like about other shows. I think it's really important that when a show comes up here, it knows what it wants to be. With Dickens and with Shakespeare, they know what they are, and they're not pretentious. It's fun, it's silly, it's a laugh in the morning or in the afternoon. Know what you want, know your audience, the kind of show you want to be, and then I think you'll be okay.
That is brilliant advice, especially when you're competing against 3,000 shows here. To get an audience like Isabel's show has been getting, then you would be successful. So just to sign off, how can people come and see your shows this Fringe? Where do they need to be going?
Oh, they can either come to Adam House to book tickets, or you can go online to www.seatheatre.com and We have one show at Dickens for Dinner at 1:05 p.m. and Shakespeare for Breakfast at 10 a.m. So go online, book tickets, book early. We're going to be selling out soon, I think.
You do. I had to really struggle to get my ticket for Shakespeare for Breakfast last year. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Isabel. It's been a real pleasure and I've learned a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.